Hello, 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 everybody. Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi coming your way as we continue to just but discuss the things of God, the progress on purpose. Let somebody know that we are on, we are live, and we are ready to go here on progress on purpose. I do have a pick-me-up word for you. I do have a pick-me-up word for you that is meant to encourage you as you journey on. I do have a pick-me-up word for you. Progress on purpose, progress on purpose. Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi is here. I do have a quick word. Please share on your platforms. This word is going to change someone's life. It has already changed mine. I want to share with us some things that I think are very powerful. As you keep moving in the things of God, the year is young. Never give up on God. Don't quit. Don't be tired yet. We are just almost halfway through the first month. There's so many assignments that we need to accomplish, so many things that God, purposes of God that must come true through your life. And we are praying, Father, give us wisdom and understanding. Amen. I want to just but talk to us today on progress and purpose of Luke chapter 1 and verse 37. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. It's a verse that many of us have heard, a verse that many of us celebrate and believe that God is literally in the business of fulfilling in our lives. And I just want to please share. This message is going to help somebody. This message is going to help someone. I know it will. And I want you to understand, number one, here it is, Luke chapter 1, verse 37. It reads this way, "For with God, nothing will be impossible. For with God, nothing will be impossible." I don't know where you are. I don't know what's happening in your life. But what I know is that whenever God wants to take you to the next level, you're going to eat the breakfast of impossibilities. The breakfast of impossibilities is for those whom God wants to do more through their lives. Luke 1:37, it says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Well, my friends, the story, the virgin had asked the question, "How can I be pregnant when I haven't slept with any man?" It was an impossible thing. And then at the same time, there was an old lady who was out of time. The clock had stopped ticking. And she also had the same question, "How can this be, seeing that I'm out of my cycle?" So you have one who is a virgin, never slept with anybody, and you have one whose time has run out. And God did the impossible with one who had not slept with anyone, and God did the impossible with someone who had run out of time. I just want to talk to you. Nothing is impossible with God. If you will, please invite friends. Let them know we are on here, because I'm about to share with you four principles that will change your life. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Number one, I want you to understand that God's miracles happen only when you are faced with the impossible. God's miracles only happens when you are faced with the impossible. For with God, nothing will be impossible. And in order for God to bring his miracles in your life, it is that God's miracles happen only when you are faced with the impossible. I don't know what it is, my friends, that looks like a mountain that you cannot tunnel, you cannot surmount, you cannot go through. But I want you to understand that God's miracles only happens when you are faced with the impossible. You need to understand when an impossibility comes, it is impossible to you, but it's not impossible to God. And in order for God to give you a miracle, you must be faced with an impossibility. That's the story of the Bible. I'm just encouraging someone here today that, listen, whatever impossibility you are facing, get ready, for God's miracle is about to become part of your story. And the second thing I want you to understand, nothing will be impossible with God, because here it is, because God loves to fulfill his promises under impossible situations. I'm preaching to somebody here today. It's a pick-me-up word. God loves to fulfill his promises under impossible situations, for nothing will be impossible with God. So whatever situation you are in, no matter how impossible it is, it does not add up, it does not subtract, it does not divide, it may not even multiply. Child of God, listen to me. If God has given you a promise, God loves to fulfill his promises under impossible situations. This is the story of the Bible. Every promise that God has given, it was fulfilled under impossible situations. I mean, you bring any story you want, you're going to understand that God had to fulfill it under impossible situations. Because Luke 1:37 says, "For nothing will be impossible with God." And here it is, number three, I want you to understand that nothing is impossible for God, and miracles are everyday occurrences to him. I want you to understand this. Miracles is what God does when he walks into an impossible situation. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God. For you to get the job of your dream, that's not impossible. For someone you love to be healed, that's not impossible. Nothing is impossible for God. For you to get the house, for you to get the school, for you to get the forgiveness, for you to get the love that you are desiring today, nothing, nothing is impossible for God. I love this. Is impossible for God. Listen to me. And the miracles are everyday occurrences to God. Whenever God comes into a human situation, what God does is a miracle. And that's an everyday occurrence. You are not waiting for a miracle for a year, for 25 years, for this to happen. Child of God, listen to me. Point number one, God's miracles only happen when you are faced with the impossible. God's miracles only happen when you are faced with the impossible. Number two, God loves to fulfill his promises under impossible situations. For nothing, it will be impossible with God. And here's number three. Number three, here it is. Nothing is impossible for God, and the miracles are his everyday occurrences to him. And here's number four, my friend. If God has made you a promise, listen to me. If God has made you a promise, you can be sure God will fulfill it. If God has made you a promise, you can be sure God will fulfill it. It may be long lasting, but it will never be everlasting. You need to understand, no matter how long it takes, God never forgets his promises. He is the ultimate promise keeper. He is the ultimate promise giver. He is the ultimate promise fulfiller. So child of God, no matter how long it takes, no matter how difficult it appears, no matter how much you feel powerless in the situation, then nothing will be impossible with God. I want you to just about say this to yourself. Nothing will be impossible with God. Whatever mountain you are seeing, nothing will be impossible with God. You need to understand God created everything out of nothing. If God could create this beautiful world out of nothing, let me tell you something. Whatever situation that you feel you don't have the resources, you don't have the ability, you don't have the capability, you don't have the finances, resource to get it done, I want you to understand that nothing will be impossible with God. And here's the last point as I get out of your way. So if you are in a tough situation, if you are in a tough spot, if you are in an uncomfortable place, if you are in a difficult place, listen to me, and the impossible is the only thing that can help you. Listen to me, you are a candidate for a miracle. It is, as we progress on purpose. If you are in a tough spot, if you are in a tight spot, if you are in a difficult spot, if you are uncomfortable wherever you are right now, and only the impossible can help you, you are a candidate for a miracle. And don't forget, miracles are God's daily occurrences. Nothing will be impossible for God. Pick up yourself, clean those tears, shed some if you have to. But after you have done all you can, I want you to believe in God. Believe that God is with you and that God has some purposes through your life. And listen to me, child of God. The last time I checked, God is faithful to his purposes concerning you. So whatever God has purposed to be accomplished through your life, even if you're dead like Lazarus, you're coming back because you have a purpose to lead the donkey into Jerusalem. Even if you are a thief on the cross, you're not going to die before God gives you the forgiveness that you need. Even if you're Barabbas, where they are going to choose your freedom because Jesus is going to fix what you cannot fix. Listen to me, child of God. God does not help those who help themselves, but God specializes in helping those who cannot help themselves because nothing will be impossible with God. Pick it up. The year is young. Don't give up on God. And most definitely don't quit on you. Because God is up to something greater. If he made a virgin pregnant with no man, and he made an old Elizabeth and Sarah, who were out of time, pregnant with miracle babies, I can only imagine what God wants to do through your life. Listen. The miracle is coming, and greater always comes after the horrible. So whatever horrible you are in right now, expect greater to come, for our God specializes in doing and making all things new. Blessings on you as you progress on purpose. Father, thank you for this moment. Father, thank you for this encouragement. Lord, thank you for letting us know that it is only you and it is only through you that all the impossibilities we have in our lives, that God, you specialize in them. So we give all impossible situations, impossible relationships, impossible circumstances into your hands. And Master, we pray for a miracle. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be encouraged. We'll be talking together soon.